Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by local Kilmacrenan motorbike racer, of course, Rhys Erwin. You're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Our listeners know you well. And, well, it's a special day for you, Rhys, because today you've finished first place at Silverstone. And, well, what a huge achievement for you, Rhys, and for your family.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable, this train. I don't think it's properly sunk in yet. You know, I just feel invincible at the minute, feeling cloud nine. You know, I've had a brilliant weekend. You know, I've been competitive all the way through. I had, you know, top three practices and qualified on pole, you know, qualified first. So eventually, you know, to get the race, you know, and in spite of all the nerves and everything, I managed, you know, to get it home in first place. You know, I'm absolutely delighted.
I was speaking to Keelan a couple of weeks ago, and of course we touched on it that both of you are racing against each other. He was chipping at your lead. Unfortunately, he went out of that particular race, but he was in second at that stage.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, it was right at the start of the race. You know, unfortunately, you know, it's a bit of a strange race, my brother. You know, me and my brother have been racing now since both of us were. The guy was 6 and he was 10. You know, when we both started racing, you know, we've never raced each other properly until now. But, you know, we work together a lot and try to help each other as much as we can, you know, within reason. At the end of the day, we are directly competing against each other. But, you know, he's got a bit more experience than me, so I don't think I'd be as fast without a lot of the help he's given me. But definitely wouldn't be as fast. But now, it was a bit unfortunate for him today going down. You know, he was right at the start of the race. You know, I was running first, he was running second. You know, and I feel like me and him had the pace over the rest of the guys to maybe break it away. And, you know, and just have me and him fighting for the win, you know. But then in the end up, you know, he went down, you know, and then I had my own issues in the race. So yeah, it ended up being quite a dramatic race for everyone.
Yeah, and for the family, no doubt as well. But let's focus on you, Rhys. It's all about yourself today. It has to be huge to win the first BSB Superstock race. You've come close a few times, but to do it on your rookie year.
Yeah, you know, it's my rookie season, 600. You know, and I'm racing people with a lot more experience than me, and you know, when I'm by far at the young end of the class, you know, age range and stuff, you know, so it's amazing, you know, to jump on the bike and be so competitive. But you know, I think it is really, you know, a testament. You know, I've got brilliant people around me and supporting me at the minute. You know, I've got all the help from my brother. You know, I've got great people. You know, I have, like, all the boys and James Gallagher and Oasis Fire, you know, and all the staff and everything in there. And you know, I've got Wesley and Grisanne Regan, you know, and they are a lot, they're sort of the main kind of people, you know, to help me get, you know, to be able to perform at such a high level so fast, you know, in the class. You know, it is really a testament to everyone have helped me.
And talk us through today's race. Obviously going to the race, you were feeling good, the performances were good. Were you looking at a top three maybe, or where was your thinking?
Yeah, you know, it was strange, you know, from pre-practice one, you know, on Friday morning, I felt myself after that session, you know, I was really strong, you know, and then I finished first then and pre-practice two, you know, and then when I had qualifying, I qualified on pole. So once I kind of had the ball rolling early Friday morning, you know, I kind of kept gathering momentum. And waking up this morning, it was, you know, because obviously my rookie season stuff, you know, I'm supposed to be going this fast this soon. You know, I was quite nervous and stuff, but in the back of my head, you know, I knew, you know, realistically, you know, I am the main man to beat. You know, it's my own race to lose. You know, I've been the strongest out of everyone all weekend. So, you know, if I managed, you know, to race the way I've been riding all weekend, I would have been up for a chance of winning it.
And that, so some people call it cockiness or confidence or whatever is required, but you need to be selfish like that, and you need to be pushing yourself forward. Because you just won't get that podium finish.
Yeah, no, it's a massive part of it, you know, especially, you know, when you're dealing with such a high level, you know, and everyone around, you know, have been in it so many, have done it so many times themselves, you know, it's such a tough class, you know, and to come over here as well, you know, I left home on Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, and to come all the way over here, you have to have that, you know, self-belief and everything that, you know, you're not wasting your time coming over. So when you come here, you know, you can do the best you can and make sure it's worth it.
And suppose there's nobody at the races now, no spectators at the minute. So how's that been?
unfortunately, yeah, there's no spectators and stuff, you know, and to be fair, it is a bit of a change, you know, I'm used to, you know, I think Brands Hatch last year, there was well over 100,000 people at it, you know, so it's a bit of a change, you know, there isn't much atmosphere and everything around the races, but they've made up for it in extra TV cameras and stuff, so the coverage at home is nearly better now than being here. But yeah, no, it has changed it a bit, but you know, you try and put all that to the back of your head, you know, and concentrate on, you know, at the end of the day, you come to race, you know, so it is. That's the important part you always have to focus on and make sure you're doing that to the best of your ability.
And talk to me as well, because a little birdie told me you're getting your leaving cert results tomorrow, so...
Yeah, no, fair. I'm trying not to think about that bit either, but yeah, to be fair, I'm not that... At the minute, I'm not that worried about it anyway. I've got other stuff in my mind.
And coming with a victory, it brings more pressure now getting into the next couple of races.
Yeah, well, because I'm in my rookie season, you know, obviously, at the start of the season, I couldn't imagine that I'd have been this fast. So I'm trying just to keep that mentality, because I think that's what's, you know, helping me. You know, I've got no expectations really coming into each weekend. You know, I take it how it comes. So I'll go into Oakland, you know, I'll try and carry over as much kind of confidence and feeling and stuff of the bike that I can. But I'm just, you know, just kind of planning on... You know, just trying my best, you know, and not get any expectations, but hopefully I'll be back at the sharp end again.
I was speaking to the main boss in the house, your mother, of course, and she was telling me that your feet will be brought firmly back on the ground tomorrow, so...
Yeah, Mary was the first thing she rang me to celebrate, and then reminded me I've got my results tomorrow, so it'll be a tired drive home, you know, but hopefully I'll be home in time to open them and everything at home with her, but it'll be a long drive.
And the celebrations afterwards, describe those to me.
It's the strangest feeling ever, you know. It's an oval race of motorbikes, you know, it's not really like a normal sport, you know, you give up a lot of stuff, you know, and you spend so much time away from home and you give up so many social things, but just when you get the win, you know, and I'm riding around on the slow down lap, you know, it almost just, the feeling of that there and then pulling into the number one in Parc Fermé just makes everything worth it, so it does, you know, and especially when I didn't expect to be as fast as I am, you know, it's nice to know that, you know, I'm definitely are where I should be, you know, and it's just I can't even describe the feeling, you know, it just makes everything worth it.
So those long runs that I see you doing now and again down about Kilmacrenan, they're doing the trick for you.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, now because there's no gyms or anything open, you know, during the pandemic, you know, I had to make do with some cold evenings and around Kilmacrenan. But yeah, no, it was definitely, you know, it's years and years of hard work and everything that I've built into this, you know, and hopefully now if I can keep this carrying on, you know, over the next couple of races and stuff, and if I can keep the ball rolling, you know, who knows what can happen, you know, I'm just going to keep taking it how it comes and enjoying every minute of it.
Well, for a rookie season, it's in a new category, it's going quite well, Rhys.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations. Thanks for speaking to us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport Race.